Hello again, everyone. Welcome to the Woodhounds podcast. My name is Joe, and my partner sitting across from me here at Woodhound Studios is Dan. Dan, tell everyone hello.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome back for those of you that tuned in to our previous episode, and welcome to any new listeners that may have decided to jump on and see what this Woodhounds is all about, what the Woodhounds are all about.
That's right. Yeah, for if you are returning to our podcast, thank you. That tells us we didn't bore you to death. And if you are new to the podcast, we are a podcast dedicated to firewood, discussions about firewood, trees, the timber industry, everything revolving around this part of our lives that many people are passionate about, and maybe they just don't even realize it. So I think that's what we hope to bring to our podcast, is just an open discussion about firewood. And, you know, we obviously want to be entertaining and tell some jokes that make people other than ourselves laugh.
Well, that might be a stretch. We will always make ourselves laugh, but the other people, we'll see what happens there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're listening, thank you very much for tuning in and making us a part of your day. In case you don't know who we are, my name is Joe, and Dan, we are both our own unique YouTube channels that have a firewood theme about them. And we've both had some moderate success, right, Dan?
Yes. And the YouTube channels are about firewood, but I think we've both been involved with firewood before YouTube. It's just we've taken the fun and the camaraderie and all of the things with firewood and brought them to YouTube and now to a podcast.
Yeah, I think in the YouTube universe, you know, there is a big following for just people that want to watch wood getting split. There's something great and relaxing about it. You know, the sights and the sounds and the smell and the feel of firewood. And I think there is an emotional connection that a lot of people have. But at least from feedback that I've had from my subscribers, and I know from you, our channels tend to be a little bit more than just splitting wood, you know?
Yes.
Where, you know, I think your channel is really dials in at that emotional connection that people have with firewood and how the whole family can get involved. And it's not just a solo act, even if you are all by yourself, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that are on your side.
Yeah. And a lot of people can relate to, you know, making firewood, splitting firewood, burning firewood. And you have like the whole business side to selling firewood, which is something that growing up, it never even occurred to me that there was a market for selling firewood, because we grew up on a farm and we went out and made our own firewood. And if you burn firewood, you went and made it yourself.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with my business focus, it's not just about for people that want to sell firewood, but I think it also is directed at, you know, people that want to purchase it. You know, it's for everyone involved in the whole process.
Yeah. Because if you're buying it, you need to know certain things about firewood that may a lot of people don't realize,
like sure.
Amounts, species, what burns good, what doesn't, there's all kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting that you bring that up, Dan, because I thought maybe we could have a discussion today about firewood, and specifically here in the United States, how it's sold and how it's measured and all of the quirks and all of the unique terms that are used out there in the world that describe how we measure firewood and how it's sold or how it's stacked. I thought maybe me and you could have a discussion about that, because even though I'm selling it, I still get confused.
Yeah.
You probably are the same way, aren't you?
Yeah, I definitely get confused. I was confused. I will be confused again, I'm sure, because, you know, for me, like I said, growing up, we never really measured anything out. We just measured out. We knew that if we had enough wood from one end of the shed to the other, it was enough to probably get us through the winter.
Yeah.
That was the measurement.
Yeah. But it's right when you are wanting to start selling it, or if you're trying to measure your consumption. You know, here in the United States, we have a term, and that is the agreed upon measurement of firewood. And that term is called a cord.
Oh.
And that is spelled C-O-R-D, because I know a lot of people get annoyed when they do talk to text and they talk about cords of firewood and it's spelled C-H-O-R-D, like it's like it's a musical term.
Right.
So for our discussion today, we're going to be talking about a cord, C-O-R-D, a cord of firewood. And it's interesting to me, Dan, how even in the firewood community, where you would think that the people are involved with firewood and selling firewood, that there would just be an agreed upon understanding of what a cord is.
Yes, you would think.
But there is not. And it leads to a spirited discussion. And I have noticed, at least here where I live in Northeast Ohio, there is a wide range of understanding of what a cord is.
Right.
And I can even speak from experience with my deliveries. I would bet that probably 90% of my customers couldn't tell you what an official measurement of a cord of firewood is.
I would probably agree with that. I actually have to think about this, but correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it is 128 cubic feet
of
firewood.
Which when you get down to the end of the day, that still doesn't tell you anything.
No.
You know?
No.
What's a cubic foot? You know?
And when you break that down, I think traditionally what would always happen would be, well, it's, so if you have a pile of wood or a stack of wood that's 4 feet wide by 4 feet high and 8 feet long, that makes up a cord. Now, you could have your individual pieces cut to 16 inches, which then you would need 3 rows to make that 4 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. That is where I see the confusion starting right away. Anytime you Google or do a search for a cord of firewood, they'll show you a diagram, and it'll be a third dimensional stack of wood, so you can see all three sides of it.
Yep.
And they measure, you know, you see the 8 foot long, you see the 4 foot tall, and then they show the 4 foot wide, but it'll just be like one stick.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not dealing with a stick of firewood that's 4 feet long. So when you deal with cords here in the United States, the assumption is that the stick of firewood is 16 inches long, because because when you are stacking a cord of firewood, the traditional way of doing it is to have 3 rows of wood that are 4 foot tall and 8 feet long. So if you have 3 of those rows, if you were to lay 3 sticks of firewood end to end, it would equal 4 feet.
Right.
You know, but that's where the confusion starts, because a lot of people don't cut their firewood at 16 inches. Some people cut it longer. Some people cut it shorter. And, you know, so now if you're dealing with accuracy, it's all wrong.
Yeah. And then to throw into this mix, I'm going to toss and drop down everyone's favorite term, face cord.
Yeah, the face cord.
The face cord.
So the face cord probably is a term that should be banned from from the English language.
Well,
like Voldemort, you know, it's a word that should not be spoken.
But I think, and I generally see those that don't understand or like the term face cord are generally older generation people. And I think face cord is slowly becoming the standard term almost for, you know, ordering firewood. I want a cord. Because a lot of times when people say I want a cord, they only want a face cord.
Right. I learned that the hard way selling firewood, because a cord to me is 128 cubic feet. It's three, right. You know, it is three, what we're talking about here, face cords. And my very first delivery to a residential customer, she asked for a cord. So I took her a cord and I showed up and she goes, no, 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 no. That's too much. That's too much.
What is all this wood?
Yeah, she was talking face cord. So part of my sales with every customer I deal with is educating them on what a cord is, you know, and we have to, I try to do it without insulting anyone's intelligence, because some people are, you know, pretty,
yeah, know,
it's not open for discussion. They get offended if I'm questioning if they understand what a cord is. But it's serious. The majority of people, when they think of a cord of firewood, they're thinking of a face cord, which is a third of a cord.
Of a cord, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And again, I think we're our own worst enemies. I challenge anyone to search, you know, cord of firewood on Google or your favorite search engine. And, you know, the pictures are all wrong. They'll show either two rows that equal 4 feet. So they're cut at
24 inches
long. Or they'll just show one stick of firewood and they'll have the arrows showing the length and it's 4 feet. And it's just crazy, you know, that there's a four foot stick of firewood.
So
that is, you know, and now, okay, so let's pretend that we can agree and that everyone will agree that a cord is three rows of firewood stacked 4 foot tall, 8 foot long, and your length of each stick of firewood is 16 inches. That is still a problematic measurement because, you know, there's airspace involved with firewood.
Yes.
If you were to fill up a container with water, okay, you could come up with cubic feet pretty good. Or with sand,
yep,
or with mulch, or with stone, you know. But when you deal with firewood, there's airspace. And I have seen it on many of occasions where I have taken a third of a cord off of a rack and stacked it into my truck, took it to the customers, and restacked it on their rack, and it looks like I've given them more than a third of a cord. It's because, you know, there's airspace between the sticks.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is a, you know, a the one issue. The other issue I always have is, like, if you think of, you know, a case of soda or beer. I know we got a lot of beer drinkers listening. You take a case of beer. Let's say you didn't want a whole case. Well, you wanted half a case. That's easy. It's a 12-pack. Or maybe you don't want that much. You want a 6-pack. It's easy to divide down. But when you start having, you know, like a third of a cord, generally, I think a third measurement is not really something that's very common when people start talking about, you know, amounts that they want. If a customer wants half a cord, well, now, you know, you have to figure out your stack and measure, cut it in half. You know, it's mm-hmm. just, it's so confusing and so many different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then there are also tricks that people play too, that I have seen with my own eyes. So, do you understand what the term cribbing means?
Oh yes. The Jenga tower.
Yeah. So if you have two like metal posts and you pound them into the ground 8 feet apart, you can stack your firewood in between there and your 8 feet. What people do if they don't have posts is that they'll crisscross the ends.
Yes.
And make two towers. And that throws off your measurement because there's so much more airspace in that you're really, if you measure that out to 8 feet, there could be a whole wheelbarrow worth of wood missing.
Right.
By the time you have stacked an 8 foot, you know, 8 foot long, 4 foot tall, row of firewood.
I'll give you another one. You stack your wood up to 4 feet high and it seasons and all of a sudden it's at 3 feet, 10 inches or, you know.
Yeah. And the reason it shrinks is, you know, when you stack wood, if it is green, you know, it's full of water because that tree yep. was taking water from its roots all the way up through the tree out to its leaves. So when the wood is cut, split, and stacked, the water gets a chance to work its way out, and that makes the wood shrink. So if you did stack that wood in April at 4 foot tall, if you come back in November, chances are it's down, you know, a full 4 to 6 inches.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then, you know, but the cord, I would argue, is when it's delivered, not when it's processed.
Yes, I would say so as well. When you... If you're a paying customer, you should get the amount that you order or that you're,
right.
you want a cord, you should get a cord.
Yeah. And that's the frustrating thing for me being in the business of selling firewood is that people do not know what a cord of firewood is. And, yeah. You know, it's just confusion. But, you know, so if you have, and I have come up with different ways to describe a full cord of firewood to people, because I think still too, it's hard for people to visualize. And, you know, if you took, you know, your three rows of 8-foot firewood and just stacked them in one single row, it would be 4 foot tall, 24 feet long.
Yes.
And that's something I think that starts to resonate with people. And so yeah. Like a half cord then would be the same height, but it would be 12 feet long. And that's when people, I think it starts making sense to them and they realize that they don't want a full cord. They want much less. Yeah. You know, so then your third of a cord is 8 foot long, your quarter cord is 6 foot long, and your sixth of a cord is 4 foot tall, 4 foot long.
And yeah. And which is your preferred amount to sell and deliver?
Well, everyone's different, you know, and we sell in Ohio, and this is what I've learned too, that different states have different rules. And in Ohio, you can only sell firewood as a cord or a fraction of. Mm. So when you get onto Facebook or Craigslist, or you know, you see advertisements at your grocery store on the bulletin board, people sell it by the truckload, and that is, you know, you're not allowed to do that. Now everyone still does. There's no firewood police out there,
right?
But if you are a legitimate registered business, you know, you got to play by the rules. So we sell you know, cords and fractions of a cord.
Fractions of, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, you know, I still get people that call and they'll want to buy a pickup truck load of wood. And that's just because that's what they've always bought. You know, that's what yep. they've always seen. And that used to be a difficult discussion for me. But then, you know, after dealing with my own pickup trucks and we hand load them, so I know exactly what a half a cord looks like in an 8-foot bed or a third of a cord, I can zero in on what kind of quantity that they're looking for and then just, you know, convert that into a fraction,
yep.
a fractional amount. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't worry too much about my selling. I fill up the bins in the stand and that's the measurement. I don't right. worry about, you know, cord, quarter cord, face cord, half cord. So mm-hmm.
there was other people out in my area that were selling firewood by the yard, and this one really confused me.
What?
Yeah, we're talking to a customer. It was a restaurant, and he wanted to know how much I charged for a yard of firewood. And I'm thinking, what the heck, a yard? You know, I mean, like, you know, like 3 feet. You know, I need a yardstick or something. Well, what it was, he was buying wood off of a guy that had a front end loader. He must have sold mulch in the summertime. So he was selling him scoops of firewood as a yard. And believe it or not, I went as far as to Google, because there are people that have done their own research. You know, they've done their own studies or their own experiments, and they've shown their results on the internet. And I can't remember what the total was, but like 6 yard buckets of firewood will come out to, or it was 8 scoops of firewood come out to 1 cord. But that's still a problematic,
yes,
you know, measurement, because you're scooping it and it's just all air, you know. Right. Or if you're scooping it, you know, they're scooping up all the mud and all the garbage that wood's been laying in a pile all the time. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's other ways that people sell firewood. I have seen truckloads, and then they specify if it's a big truck or a little truck, you know, a 8-foot bed, a 6-foot bed. Yep. I've seen, you know, the yards, other terms that I've heard, at least in our area. Have you ever heard of the term a rick of firewood?
I have heard of a rick.
Yeah,
a rick. That's same as a face cord, right?
Yes, a third of a cord. That's a very popular term out here in my area with the Amish community. They call them ricks. They don't even really look at firewood as a cord. They see it as a rick. Or, you know, a third of a cord. I've seen the term rack, of firewood. I've heard of bush cord.
The bush cord, yep.
Yeah, which I don't know what that is. Is that also a third of a cord?
I think the bush cord is more tied to when the wood is in log form. So you have your logs that are 8 feet long, and you have a 4-foot by 4-foot cube of that. You know, I think that's a bush cord. I don't know for sure, though.
Yeah, me neither. I've seen it, but I don't know what it is. And then, so there are other ways. For instance, in Europe, you know, they would sell it by the cubic meter.
Meter, yep.
Uh-huh. And then I've also seen, too, where people sell it by weight.
I was just going to say that I've seen that. I've seen the weight.
You would think weight would be a good way at first to sell firewood. But, man, I think that would just be a very, very problematic way to sell firewood. Because, you know, the green firewood, green is a term we use for when the tree, the wood is not ready to burn. You know, it's full of water still. That's going to weigh way much more than seasoned firewood. And seasoned firewood, seasoned firewood is worth more money, and it costs more than green firewood. But green firewood weighs more. So if you bought wood by the pound, you're buying water, you know, that's yet to evaporate out of the stick of firewood. And then I also, too, Dan, you sell firewood. Do you have a way of weighing your firewood?
No. Well, when I pick it up, when I pick it up to split it and it's heavy, that's the only, I'm like, yeah, this is.
Yeah.
I have you ever had any hackberry?
No.
Uh-uh. Oh my goodness. Just weighs a ton. I mean, just crazy.
There's some woods like sycamore that, it's a tough wood to work with. It doesn't split easy, but man, it's heavy. But when it dries out, it is like balsa wood, you know, it is just feather light and it burns up real quick. Yeah. And you'd think, man, if you're selling wood by the, by the pound, by the ton, you'd want to make sure you sell green sycamore.
The endless debate will always, I think it will always continue. I think there's always going to be, you know, those people out there who only want to deal with one way of measuring, but I think having, you know, I think what you described as the Ohio, I guess, what is it, law or rule that?
Well, fraction, it's a law,
Fraction of, I think that makes the most sense.
But I will also say that I would think probably like 5% of the people in the state sell it that way.
Right.
You know, I still really do believe the the theoretical pickup truck load of wood is the going standard.
Yep.
And you know, and then from there, well, what's a pickup truck? You know,
right.
My pickup truck's got an 8-foot bed and I can put 2-foot boards on the side of it. Is it a Ford Ranger? You know?
Or I can put 6 sheets of plywood on the bed and not have it so deep.
This is a true story. I delivered to an older gentleman last year, and he responded to an ad for a pickup truck load of wood. And he said the guy shows up in a Jeep. and he says it wasn't even a truck Jeep. He said it was a Jeep. He said this guy had wood in the compartment, you know, behind the rear seat and the spare tire. It was laying in the floor of the back seat and on the back seat itself. And it was a gentleman and his wife. And the customer said, I just felt sorry for the guy. I just went ahead and bought it, you know. And he said it was just mud-covered mushroom logs, like he found them in a ditch somewhere. And he said, you know, always going to be questioning, you know, what do you mean by a truckload?
Right. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, like I said, I think that debate and conversation could go on and on and on and on, but it's definitely a very interesting topic and one that's is fun to hash out and talk over.
Do you think that we actually cleared it up, or do you think we just spun our tires in the mud still?
I do like your analogy of the one stack, 28 feet long.
24
feet. 120, see? I'm still confused.
Yeah. back crap. The math class for you, right?
128 cubic feet, but the stack 24 feet long. And right. then, you know.
And I think there's probably a level of reasonableness between the supplier and the customer, but I don't know if there should be, you know, because I believe that if you buy a half a cord, you should get a half a cord. But you know, I still see it with my own eyes. I know darn well what I loaded into my truck, and then, you know, then you restack it and this, and it's just a little bit different.
You're right.
You know, yep. It's because of the way the log got, you know, stacked or the kind of ground that it was laying on. I don't know. But I'm still sensitive to that, but I honestly still believe that the consumer has a long way to go to educate themselves and knowing what they're buying. Yep. Cause there's a lot of people getting taken advantage of out there, and that's just on quantity.
Yes,
you know, species and
quality
and a season level, all of that stuff. And just customer service. You know, people showing up when they say that they're going to show up. That's a story for a different
podcast. That's another whole episode right there.
That is another podcast.
That is another one yet to come next week, yes. Possibly, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, I think that might do it for this episode. I think that's a good conversation.
I thought it was.
Yes. Hopefully you all enjoyed, and hopefully we'll see you back here next week. Or I guess
all right.
You'll hear us back here next week.
Yeah, that's
kind of weird to get that all figured out.
Okay, so we want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to us here at the Woodhounds podcast, coming to you live from the Woodhound studio.
Yes. And as always, great seeing you, Joe. Great being here.
Great seeing you, Dan. It's always a pleasure.
And we'll see everybody else right back here next week on a new episode of the Woodhounds.
Great. Everyone, have a great day.